The name of the God who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. Please be seated. I welcome all of you to the Feast of the Trinity, Trinity Sunday. This is the day that most resident priests try to find a guest preacher, because the Trinity, the concept of the Trinity, is so difficult to explain. Last year, I was off the hook. I had a wedding on Saturday here at St. Andrews, so Harvey, our associate director, took the 5 o'clock service for me. So I didn't have to worry about that. The next day, Trinity Sunday itself, the bishop was here to baptize Mari. So I got out of that sermon on Trinity Sunday last year. So this year I decided to go online and I went to rentapreacher.com and all of them were booked. So I could not get a guest preacher for you on this Trinity Sunday. So I guess I'll have to do a Trinity Sunday sermon. As much as I really enjoy being a thinker, as much as I enjoy mental puzzles and mental gymnastics, I don't think it's necessary for our faith life to really fully understand the nature of God in the form of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's precisely how most preachers begin their sermons, or at least how they approach writing a sermon on Trinity Sunday. They are compelled to unpack the idea for the sake of understanding God. Yes, I think God gave us the gift of reason. God wants us to think in our faith life. That's very, very important. We should not leave our brains outside the church before coming in. We need to exercise that gift. However, there are some things, including the Trinity, in my opinion, that may be beyond our finite capacity to understand, to reason. And I don't wish to discredit the idea or the pursuit of trying to figure out the Trinity. That is good. We've been doing it for a couple thousand years, trying to figure out the concept of the Trinity. From St. Augustine to the Reformers to contemporary theologians, there are volumes and volumes and volumes written on the purpose of the Trinity, written about the being of the Trinity, and it's all good stuff. So read it in all your copious spare time. Some of it will put you to sleep, so if you want to read it, the hour before you go to bed, you'll guarantee to fall asleep. I promise you that. But what if the nature of God wasn't really meant to be defined to a T? What if it's okay to accept that some aspects of God are simply a mystery, and we're okay with it? And isn't it okay to accept the reality that there are some aspects of God that may be quite the contrast from one another, that God's being, that some of God's characteristics are contrasting or aren't compatible? Bartholomew I, he's the ecumenical patriarch in the Orthodox Church, summarizes it perfectly, that God is unknowable and at the same time is profoundly known. God is invisible and is yet at the same time personally accessible. God is distant and yet is intensely present in our lives. The infinite God thus becomes truly intimate in relating to us, to the Lord. I think that last line really summarizes the very purpose of God being made up of a community, a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Trinity exists to be in relationship together and with us and all creation. So that leads me to the next question for us to consider. What if the focus on Trinity Sunday and our approach to the Trinity is more about experiencing the Trinity over trying to explain or understand the Trinity? This God is so full of love that there has to be some way to talk about love shared in and through that profound relationship that is God, made up of the three in one. Some say that's why God created the cosmos and all love. But the Trinity, the idea of the Trinity, goes even further than that, saying that from the very beginning of time, from the very beginning of existence, the dynamic power of love that is at the very heart of God's identity and purpose can only be captured by thinking of the love that God shares with the whole creation. And so God's essential and core being is love itself. Love between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Holy Spirit. And has always been a giving and receiving and sharing of love that finally spills over, exudes out into the world, into the whole universe, and invites all of us to participate in that divine love and life. Which means, I think, when we talk about the Trinity as God being three in one, we really haven't captured the full essence, the full heart of the doctrine and reality, unless we recognize that God is three in one only in order to always add one more. And that's all of us. All of us are an infinite plus one, a three in one plus one. We're a collective plus one, to which God's love is made absolutely complete in relationship with all of God's children and with creation in general. So you, no matter what you do in life day in and day out, if you volunteer at the community survival center, or if you work in college administration, or if you're a business executive, but no matter what you do day in and day out, you are participating in the divine life of God. Divine life of the Trinity. And God invites you on this Trinity Sunday and each and every day of your life into a relationship with that community of God that will transform all of us so that we may find more meaning and purpose on our earthly journey. And so that we are equipped to shape the world that God loves so much into a community that exudes the loving essence of our three-in-one God. So our work, no matter what we do in our jobs or what we do to fill our days, our work is the same work as the Trinity. It is to put into practice, I think, this wonderful African saying from the Ubuntu people. The saying is this: I am only because we are.